101.3. Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Power. 101.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The government reaffirms commitment to work with Lungu family on burial arrangements. OYV condemns absentee MPs, urges citizens to register as voters. In international news, Botswana declares national public health emergency. And in sport, Barbara Banda injury update, Orlando Pride star out for the season.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The government of Zambia has reaffirmed its commitment to engage the family of the late 6th President, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, in order to reach an agreement that balances their wishes with the responsibilities of the state. This follows the South African Constitutional Court's refusal of the late former head of state's urgent bid to directly appeal the judgment of the North Gauteng High Court in Pretoria's ruling on the matter. In a statement, Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, said government's position remains unchanged, stressing that Dr. Lungu deserves a dignified funeral in keeping with the stature of his office. Mr. Kangwa emphasized that dialogue with the family will continue to ensure an agreement that reflects both the interests of the family and the obligations of the government. He also thanked citizens for their understanding during this period and urged the public to avoid inflammatory comments, calling instead for unity as the nation mourns the former president.
The government of the Republic of Zambia has taken note of the Constitutional Court of South Africa's ruling concerning the burial of the 6th President, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. On behalf of the government, we want to thank the court for its timely consideration of the matter. While the government respects the court's decision, it remains committed to working with Dr. Lungu's family to reach an arrangement that takes into consideration the family's wishes and interests, but also takes into account the rights of the government. Our position is unchanged. The late president deserves a dignified funeral in keeping the stature of his office. We want to thank citizens for their understanding at this time and for avoiding inflammatory comments. Now is the time for all of us to keep the Lungu family in our thoughts and prayers.
Operation Young Vote, OIV, has described the conduct of absentee leaders, particularly members of parliament who abandon their constituencies and only resurface when elections approach, as betrayal rather than leadership. In a statement, OIV Executive Director Guest Nirenda has expressed deep concern over the growing trend of MPs neglecting their constituencies until campaign season. Mr. Nirenda says the recent taunting of the Kwacha MP by his constituents, even in church and in the presence of the Republican president, is a clear sign of outright and shameful rejection. He demands that all elected representatives must show up consistently and remain engaged and deliver on their promises. Citizens deserve leaders who are present, accountable, and responsive to their daily struggles, not occasional visitors seeking votes, according to Mr. Nirenda. Mr. Nirenda urges all citizens who are eligible to vote, including those who will turn 18 by 30th April 2026, to register in the ongoing voter registration exercise taking place in 30 districts across the country.
The people need leaders and MPs who work with them daily, listen to their voices, and fight for their needs in parliament. Anything less than such is an insult to the people, but more so to democracy. Operation Young Vote would like to challenge the citizens and all constituents in the respective 150 constituencies of Zambia to realize that power is in their hands, and as rights holders, they have an obligation, without any apology to anyone, to hold any such leaders and MPs who are absent accountable.
A passenger bus was completely destroyed by fire near Kulima Tower bus station in Lusaka on Monday evening, 25th August 2025. According to the Lusaka City Council, the fire brigade unit received a distress call at around 17:45 hours and swiftly dispatched a team of firefighters who arrived at the scene 10 minutes later. However, the council says the bus was already engulfed in flames by the time the fire officers arrived due to a delay in notifying the fire brigade as bystanders attempted to put out the blaze on their own. The cause of the fire has not yet been established as the driver of the bus was not at the scene to provide information that could aid investigations. LCC has since appealed to bus drivers and members of the public to immediately contact the fire brigade in the event of a fire outbreak to allow for quick intervention and minimize damage. Opposition United Liberty Party ULP Vice President Chisala Kasakula has disputed government's claims that there is between 70 to 80% availability of medicines in health facilities across the country. Mr. Kasakula has questioned the criteria being used by government to determine the availability of medicines, noting that patients in Lusaka are still complaining of shortages. She assured Zambians that if voted into power next year, the ULP will ensure that medicine and medical supply chain institutions operate independently without interference or consultation from State House. Meanwhile, Mr. Kasakula acknowledged that while free education is a good initiative, its quality remains poor. He said a ULP government would work to improve the quality of free education by ensuring it is supported with adequate desks, teachers, and better services.
The patients were saying, we don't know what criteria this government is using to reach on 80-70% delivery of medicals in the health post. And that is not true. Because whenever the patients go to the clinics, they just, even Panadol, they prescribe for Panadol. And here the government is saying they have reached 90%. So what criteria? Because that message, that information is in public domain, that medicine in hospitals, we don't have medicine in hospitals. And when we come into office ourselves, we are going to ensure that these the bodies that look into medicine, they need to operate independently, minus consultation from State House.
In international news, Botswana has declared a public health emergency as it faces a shortage of essential medicines and medical equipment. President Duma Boko made the announcement in a televised address on Monday, setting out a multi-million dollar plan to rectify the supply chain involving military oversight. Managing the shortages would be highly price sensitive due to the limited coffers, he told the nation. The economy of Botswana, which has a population of 2.5 million, has been hit by a downturn in the international diamond market, as it is one of the world's leading diamond producers. The strain, further fueled by U.S. aid cuts, has seen high levels of unemployment and poverty, according to media reports. Still in international news, the head of a Malagasy king killed by French troops during a colonial-era war has been formally returned to Madagascar. The handover of King Toera's cow and those of two other members of his court took place at a ceremony at the Culture Ministry in Paris. The skulls had been brought to France at the end of the 19th century and stored at the Museum of Natural History in the French capital. It is the first time of a new law meant to expedite the return of human remains from collections in France. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns, or pay contributions.